Hello and welcome to the Investors Chronicle and another session of Boardroom Talk. My name's Jonas Crosland and I cover all things property related, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Andrew Jacobs, who is Chief Executive of self-storage specialist Lock & Store. Welcome, Andrew.
Good morning.
Now, there looks to be plenty of room for expansion in the UK self-storage market because I believe, compared with countries like the US, the take-up per head is relatively small.
Yes, absolutely. In the US, there's about 8 square feet of self-storage space for every member of the population. In the UK, there's only about a half a square foot, so the level of penetration in the UK is only about a 16th as much as in the US.
Yeah. You're obviously looking to increase brand awareness, and your self-storage facilities have got a nice orange colour. How much new business comes from drive-bys, and how much does the internet play?
Yes, when we look at our raw statistics, something like a half of all of our customers say they've come into the stores because they've seen the buildings or seen the signs or driven past. But actually, that understates the case, because when we look at the stats for how people find us on the website, a lot of people are putting in some version of our name. So we assume that they have also seen the signs, seen the buildings. So rather more than half of our business actually comes from passing traffic.
As well as the usual reasons for storage, such as moving house or divorce or whatever, is there an element of decluttering coming in?
Absolutely. As you know, houses in the UK over the last 20 years have got smaller and smaller. People use us for all sorts of reasons. Decluttering, as you say, is one of the reasons why our customers use us.
I believe you manage stores for third parties as well. It's a pretty capital-light operation, I presume.
Yes, absolutely. Most of the store management contracts we have would not involve Lock & Store investing any capital. So we get a management fee, and if the store performs, we then get a performance fee. So we can make quite an attractive return off those stores without having invested any capital. Of course, it's not as much as if we owned the store ourselves, but it's also a much lower risk profile.
Yes. Now, opening new sites, how much opposition do you face from other commercial operations as well as the residential house builders?
Yeah, I mean, the types of sites that we're looking at the moment, you know, we're always looking for more and more prominent sites. We want to be near big retailers, in between fast food restaurants, discount retailers, budget hotels. And of course, when we're looking at sites in those types of locations, all those other operators, those other industries are also looking at those sites. So, you know, we're trying hard to buy sites that everybody else wants to buy, really.
Yeah. When the new store opens, how long does it take to reach sort of average occupancy levels?
Something around 5 years. It does vary, of course, store for store. But we tend to assume that around the 5 years, it's fairly fully established. It should be making a fairly substantial profit contribution. But nevertheless, we would still expect beyond that to be getting growth out of the store. And they can still be putting on occupancy growth 10 or 15 years after they've opened.
Mm. You do document storage as well, do you?
Yeah, we have a small business called Saracen, which is a business. It's a little bit like self-storage, whereby we're looking after generally business customers' paperwork, but it involves an element of service. So we will pick up the documents from people's offices, take them to a big warehouse we have up near Northampton, and then deliver them back when they need the documents back. So the storage is what drives the economics, but of course the logistics is actually what drives the customer proposition in that business.
Mm. We're all in a bit of a flux at the moment with Brexit and the economic outlook, but do you think to a great extent the business is less affected by economic volatility or Brexit?
Yes, I mean, the reason I'm in self-storage is it's an extremely stable business. Each of our stores has around 500 customers, with a couple of customers coming and going each week. We don't have any imports, we don't have any exports, we don't have a lot of debt. And as we were saying earlier on, the market in the UK is extremely underpenetrated. So we have the insulation of what is really a huge deficit of supply in the industry. So we're not really bothered by fluctuations to the economy.
You mentioned low debt, Andrew. How strong is the balance sheet?
Well, we've strengthened the balance sheet considerably over the last year. During the course of the year, we had a holding of about 10% of the company's shares were held in treasury, and we've sold those. So we raised about £10 million of equity, and that comes on top of some of the asset sales in the previous year. So we've now reduced the debt down to around 17 million at the year end, and the loan to value ratio at only 14% as of the year end. So we have a fantastically strong balance sheet. We also renegotiated the bank facility so that as of January we had 6 years. So as we sit here today, we still have a bank facility rather over 5 years in place with a very competitive interest rate. So the balance sheet is rock solid and provides us with a wonderful platform from which we can continue to accelerate the growth of the business.
How many stores do you have, and what's in the pipeline, and where do you think you would like to be, say, in 5 years' time?
Yes, well, we have actually, as of this morning, we have 27 stores open, because one opened this morning, I'm pleased to say, in Hemel Hempstead. So we have 27 stores open. We have a pipeline of around 10 stores. Many of those have already been contracts exchanged, and the last three or four of those are already with the lawyers. So it's a very significant expansion in our store pipeline. As we develop those out, that pushes us up towards 40 stores, and I would hope that we will continue that pace of growth. Going back to the balance sheet point, we have a very strong balance sheet so that we can envisage continuing to grow at that sort of rate. So certainly in 5 years' time, at that rate, we would be over 50 stores.
Andrew, thanks for talking to us today.